the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Each time I look at that flag, I'm reminded that our destiny is stitched together like those 50 stars and those 13 stripes. No one built this country on their own. This nation is great because we built it together. This nation is great because we worked as a team. This nation is great because we get each other's backs. And if we hold fast to that truth in this moment of trial, there is no challenge too great, no mission too hard. As long as we are joined in common purpose, as long as we maintain our common resolve, our journey moves forward and our future is hopeful. And the state of our union will always be strong. Thank you. God bless you. And God bless the United States of America.
Sort of the end before the beginning. The president wrapping up the State of the Union speech. The rhetoric that you heard from him 4 years ago sounds like the same sort of stuff. Yes or no to you. 800-510-8255. And I do mean to you. We'll listen to some of the State of the Union as we start this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. An overview of what's happening in the world of conversation where it comes to spoken word formats that are basically derived from what is in the news. That's why we call it News Talk Radio. And so there are a number of pieces from the State of the Union address which may or may not be telling. We'll spend a few minutes, and then you can react at 800-510-8255. You like what the president had to say. You didn't like there's going to be a little of all of that because this program focuses on left and right, a liberal and conservative. That's what is in the middle doesn't often get into any of these programs, which is kind of a shame because that's where most people are, right? Here the president talked about the military accomplishments of his term.
For the first time in 9 years, there are no Americans fighting in Iraq. For the first time in 2 decades, Osama bin Laden is not a threat to this country. Most of al-Qaeda's top lieutenants have been defeated. The Taliban's momentum has been broken, and some troops in Afghanistan have begun to come home. These achievements are a testament to the courage, selflessness, and teamwork of America's armed forces. At a time when too many of our institutions have let us down, they exceed all expectations. They're not consumed with personal ambition. They don't obsess over their differences. They focus on the mission at hand. They work together. Imagine what we could accomplish if we follow their example.
The President's State of the Union, where we are starting on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, 800-510-8255. Do you appreciate what he emphasized? Do you believe we need what he has promised, more promises? He talks here about the recession and how he has improved things.
In 2008, the House of Cards collapsed. We learned that mortgages have been sold to people who couldn't afford or understand them. Banks have made huge bets and bonuses with other people's money. Regulators had looked the other way or didn't have the authority to stop the bad behavior. It was wrong. It was irresponsible. And it plunged our economy into a crisis that put millions out of work, saddled us with more debt, and left innocent, hardworking Americans holding the bag. In the 6 months before I took office, we lost nearly 4 million jobs. And we lost another 4 million before our policies were in full effect. Those are the facts. But so are these. In the last 22 months, businesses have created more than 3 million jobs. Last year, they created the most jobs since 2005. American manufacturers are hiring again, creating jobs for the first time since the late 1990s. Together, we've agreed to cut the deficit by more than $2 trillion. And we've put in place new rules to hold Wall Street accountable so a crisis like this never happens again.
All right. A lot of big talk, tough talk. One wonders how if you like Obama, you probably love this speech. If you don't like, it was pretty predictable. I got a kick out of all of the back on track emphasis. Get America going. Why is it taken until now? That would be the question most people with common sense have, right? We're reviewing the State of the Union address, which is going to be no doubt the number one item on talk radio programs, canvassing your thoughts and conversing about his strategy. Here he explains what he wants to do for the problem of the illegal immigrants.
I believe as strongly as ever that we should take on illegal immigration. That's why my administration has put more boots on the border than ever before. That's why there are fewer illegal crossings than when I took office. The opponents of action are out of excuses. We should be working on comprehensive immigration reform right now. But if election year politics keeps Congress from acting on a comprehensive plan, let's at least agree to stop expelling responsible young people who want to staff our labs, start new businesses, defend this country. Send me a law that gives them the chance to earn their citizenship. I will sign it right away.
All right. 800-510-8255. Some of the highlights of the State of the Union address. The Talk Radio Countdown show with an overview. We'll get the Republican response and Bill O'Reilly sort of tease this thing up. Then your calls at 800-510-8255 on this hour of the Talk Radio Review.
Make sure your omega-3 is fat-soluble.
Omega-3s are all about DHA.
EPAs are an omega-3's best friend.
Confused by what to look for in an omega? Then try new ProNutrients Omega-3 from the makers of Centrum. Its triple-action mini-gel goes beyond heart health to also support your brain and eyes. ProNutrients Omega-3, one of a new line of supplements that works with your multivitamin. New ProNutrients from Centrum helps make nutrition possible.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
It's actually four frees.
What?
Yes, it's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you get free expert help. See, that's four frees.
You just blew my mind. Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
When your digestion is out of sync with your life, everything feels off. Digestive issues can leave you twisted up. Count on Sustanex Advanced Probiotic to help. Sustanex survives better than other probiotics to deliver good bacteria where you need it for healthy digestion so you can get back to feeling like yourself. Shift Sustanex Advanced Probiotic. Feel good inside and out.
We all know that email marketing from Constant Contact is a powerful tool for small businesses. But now, Constant Contact is kicking it up a notch, helping you tap into the wonderful world of social media. Your customer now gets your informative email, but with an extra boost, a share button that lets them spread your message to all their friends. So your powerful email is now a super powerful social media email. And super powerful is way better than powerful. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
800-510-8255. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, the State of the Union in the first part of the countdown this hour. And the response from the Republicans as Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels presents what he views are the inaccuracies in the president's speech.
On these evenings, presidents naturally seek to find the sunny side of our national condition. But when President Obama claims that the state of our union is anything but grave, he must know in his heart that this is not true. The president did not cause the economic and fiscal crises that continue in America tonight, but he was elected on a promise to fix them, and he cannot claim that the last 3 years have made things anything but worse. The percentage of Americans with a job is at the lowest in decades. 1 in 5 men of prime working age and nearly half of all persons under 30 did not go to work today. In 3 short years, an unprecedented explosion of spending with borrowed money has added trillions to an already unaffordable national debt. And yet the president has put us on a course to make it radically worse in the years ahead. The federal government now spends $1 of every $4 in the entire economy. It borrows $1 of every $3 it spends. No nation, no entity, large or small, public or private, can thrive or survive intact with debts as huge as ours. The president's grand experiment in trickle-down government has held back rather than sped economic recovery. He seems to sincerely believe we can build a middle class out of government jobs paid for with borrowed dollars. In fact, it works the other way. A government as big and bossy as this one is maintained on the backs of the middle class and those who hope to join it. Those punished most by the wrong turns of the last 3 years are those unemployed or underemployed tonight, and those so discouraged they've abandoned the search for work altogether. And no one's been more tragically harmed than the young people of this country, the first generation in memory to face a future less promising than their parents did. As Republicans, our first concern is for those waiting tonight to begin or resume the climb up life's ladder. We do not accept that ours will ever be a nation of haves and have-nots. We must always be a nation of haves and soon-to-haves. In our economic stagnation and indebtedness, we're only a short distance behind Greece, Spain, and other European countries now facing economic catastrophe. But ours is a fortunate land. Because the world uses our dollar for trade, we have a short grace period to deal with our dangers. But time is running out. If we're to avoid the fate of Europe and those once great nations of history that fell from the position of world leadership.
Yeah, why do you think Ron Paul is doing as well? That isn't part of their comments, but that's he says half of those under 30 are out of work. That's why Ron Paul is getting traction. Larry in Florida, go for it.
I'd like to say, first, as a veteran, I really appreciate the president, what he's trying to do, and I wish Republicans would stop playing scare tactics on Americans. Americans are not that naive. They are trying their best to put this country back together. And if they work with him, like he said, I am a veteran, and all we seen was green, not color. So let's get this country and put it back together where it was. But my grandmother and grandfather worked themselves to the bone to make this country strong.
Bill O'Reilly offers up his opinion next year.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
With the State of the Union being front and center, we'll get to the GOP race in a few minutes. Right now, some more comments, thoughts, 800-510-8255. In the State of the Union, the president says basic American promises are at risk. Do you agree with that? Before the speech last night, Bill O'Reilly offered up his opining on the State of the Union.
We can expect the president to be in full campaign mode, painting an optimistic picture of America filled with forward-looking promises for middle-class Americans. That's what all politicians do. From the beginning, I have opined that President Obama is not a bad person. I think he genuinely wants to do good for Americans. There's no malevolence in Mr. Obama's belief system. But policy, that's another matter. So let's take a cold, hard look at the facts. When President Obama took office in 2009, the national debt was $10.62 trillion. Today it is $15.23 trillion, an increase of 43% in 3 years. And what do we have to show for that colossal increase in the debt? Tell me. What? Therein lies Mr. Obama's biggest deficit, pardon the pun. He has spent a record amount of taxpayer dollars, and we have little as a country to show for it. In January 2009, federal spending was $304 billion. Today, $323 billion, an increase of more than 6%. Gallon of gas, January 2009, $1.84. Right now, $3.39, a whopping 84% increase. Average family health insurance premiums, just above $13,000 in 2009. In 2011, just about $15,000, 12.5% increase. Finally, unemployment, January 2009, 7.6, right now, 8.5. We all know President Obama inherited a bad situation, but on paper, he's made it worse. It's impossible to deny that. The president says he needs more time. Well, it's entirely up to you, the American voter. Tonight, Mr. Obama is again going to call for the federal government to do more.
I'm going to lay out a blueprint for an economy that's built to last. American manufacturing with more good jobs and more products stamped with Made in America. Getting people the education and training they need so they're ready to take on the jobs of today and tomorrow. And most importantly, a return to American values, a fairness for all and responsibility from all.
What Mr. Obama fails to understand is that it is impossible to be fair to all. Life doesn't work that way, especially in a competitive capitalist system. There are going to be winners and there are going to be losers. And you'll never get responsibility from all. Some people simply will not work or obey the law or do what a good citizen should do. So this pie-in-the-sky stuff actually hurts the president, who continues to believe that his vision can be imposed on the country. It can't. Finally, you will see a lot of theater tonight. Warren Buffett's secretary sitting with the first lady because Mr. Obama wants to raise taxes on investment income. Another sure loser for the economy, in my opinion. And you will have the Democrats jumping up and down while the Republicans sit there looking like they have acid reflux. Unfortunately, it's the same old, as the real state of the union continues to be problematic.
Ah, man, they always can count on O'Reilly to hit the nail on the head. Who agrees with him other than me? 800-510-8255. I think he's right about the president, right about what the president has done. And now it's your turn to react. 800-510-8255. It was pretty interesting to see who was in the guest box with the first lady. Here is Jim listening in Kentucky.
I thought it was a very good speech. I used to be a Republican until I put Ronald Reagan into office. Super salesman that convinced working class America that if we gave more money to the wealthy, it would trickle down to us. It never did then. It didn't when George Bush came into office. I am sick and tired of the Republicans trying to put the blame on Obama. He inherited a heck of a mess, and he has to borrow in order to get us out of this mess. Anyone who thinks you cannot borrow your way out of poverty has never been poor like I was once.
All right, so positive or negative, it's up to you. There'll be a lot of this, as I said, reflection on the speech during the day today. Meanwhile, back to the GOP presidential race in a moment on the countdown.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambarin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambarin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambarin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambarin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambarin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-706-8010. That's 1-800-706-8010. 1-800-706-8010.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Across the country and around the world, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, analyzing what's going on in talk media, with the two issues today being the State of the Union address, which we've covered, I think, well enough to allow us time to move on into the GOP contenders and what's going on with them. Another day, another debate, the NBC Florida primary debate, pretty boring, spanning from questions about electability to Terry Schiavo. Important issues like Iran and the economy were raised, although not well. The moderation of Brian Williams, no applause allowed. What did you think of all of that? 800-510-8255. A lot of people are asking whether or not nominating Newt Gingrich will be suicide for the GOP. What say you on that? 800-510-8255. Let's get a round of talk hosts with their discussions, samples of their discussions from their programs, and then we get to your calls, 800-510-8255. This is in the backdrop of what the president had to say in the State of the Union address, sort of taking the sting out of the Republicans in Florida, at least for the moment. Here's host Garland Robinette talking to a political analyst named Ron Fachot about whether the public has as much interest in the race as those in the news media.
I read a Pew poll, I think it's only a week or so old, that said that the media was totally taken with the GOP presidential run and the public is barely interested. Are you seeing in any of that in the polling you're doing?
Well, I think the public is interested in the race, and I think they are engaged in the race, but you have to keep in mind that voters, you know, in 46 of the 50 states are not being asked to vote on this thing right now, you know, and these first four states have, you know, the voters had to focus on it, but I think what voters are saying, and I think what Pew is finding, is that I do think there is voter interest, but I think voters are saying, you know, we're not going to make decisions on this until we have to. And just because somebody calls and asks us in a poll, are we for somebody? Are we absolutely committed to them? Are we ready to go out and ring the bells and make sure we get them elected? You know, the voters are saying, you know, we'll get to that when we have to.
All right, what are you saying about all of this? 800-510-8255. The statement has been made that a party divided, as the GOP seems to be at the moment, cannot stand. You know, the House divided cannot stand. A party divided against itself cannot stand. Are these people all just playing into the hands of President Obama? 800-510-8255. Newt Gingrich said that he may skip future debates unless his supporters are given full license to clap, cheer, and roar, which, as I said a few minutes ago, was not part of the scenario for the debate on Monday. Here's radio host John Justice, who doesn't really care which of the Republicans get the nomination. He just wants Obama out.
This is an entirely different world we live in right now. I am with the next person who wants the staunchest, conservative, free market, capitalist, God-loving, gun-toting Christian in the White House. I'm right there with you. But you know what? That, to me, I'm less concerned about than getting the guy who's currently in the Oval Office out. Let's get Obama out of the Oval Office, and then let's start over again, back in the real world, because we're not living in the real world right now. We're just not. From the moment that he put his hand out there, and he became the President of the United States, we went into a bizarro fantasy land, and it's where we are right now. It's not the reality of what we've been through in this country. It's not Jimmy Carter. It's not Bill Clinton. It's worse. It's much, 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 much worse. So, yeah, I just want somebody that can beat him. I'll worry about getting the next Ronald Reagan in the White House once he's gone. That's just step one. I just want to get through this process, find out whoever the nominee is. And it can be the Mormon guy, it can be the isolationist guy, it can be the sweater vest guy, or it can be the guy that wanted to share his wife. I don't care. I just want the guy who can beat Obama so that we can have 4 years to start undoing some of the damage that Obama has done to this country. And then perhaps look at maybe finding somebody who really is a real true conservative and will really have the country's best interests at heart if these guys don't. Because I don't really have a dog in this fight right now. I don't know who I'm voting for.
800-510-8255. Here's host Chris Conley talking about Newt Gingrich's debate skills.
I think I understand why a large group of Republican voters gravitate towards Newt Gingrich. It's not just that he's a fabulous debater. He is. It's more that his ability to articulate conservatism better than any of the Republicans in the field. He does. There are people who want Newt Gingrich to be the nominee because of the debates he'd have with Barack Obama. An Obama-Gingrich debate would be marvelous political theater. Gingrich's supporters envision someone who can finally take the president to task, not on individual policies, but on the whole canopy of political vision for the country. It would be the definitive liberalism versus conservatism battle. The heart of the nation and the direction of the country would hang in the balance. And Gingrich's supporters know that their man is the most capable spokesman for their side. He'd have the best chance to bloody the president's nose. The scene would look like a schoolmaster and student. Although I personally believe Barack Obama would be a more than worthy debate opponent. So the question is, could Gingrich as nominee win the debate but lose the war? And that's entirely possible. I still think Newt Gingrich has tremendous electability issues. Consider how he might do in some battleground states that Barack Obama won 4 years ago and that the GOP needs to move back into its column. North Carolina and Virginia. Republicans could probably win there. Florida probably stays in Obama's camp. Newt Gingrich would be demagogued for Social Security and Medicare cuts. Colorado, that probably stays with the president. Indiana probably goes back to the Republicans. What about Wisconsin, Nevada, and Iowa? They would probably be true toss-up states. But here's the challenge. Gingrich could win all of the states that I've mentioned except Florida, and if the rest of the electoral map is unchanged, Barack Obama would win a second term, 270 to 268 electoral votes. But he sure would look good in those debates.
Well, here's something to think about. There's another person focusing on Gingrich's debate skills. Are they enough to beat President Obama? 800-510-8255. I heard Dick Morris the other day support something that most people with any common sense have been talking about all their lives when it comes to the vote. The support that Morris says others are bringing to the surface about returning to the popular vote. Morris said, quote, "We're a democracy. The majority of the people ought to determine who the president is." He said the Electoral College began as a gimmick to preserve slavery. The South didn't have the population. The North did. So they made sure the Senate would allow them to have equal votes. Isn't that interesting? 800-510-8255. I've thought a lot. I mean, look at the differences. If it had been popular vote, Al Gore would have won and George Bush wouldn't. How would the country have been different if he were the president? And the same would have been true for Obama. McCain would have won because he won more states than Obama did. 800-510-8255. The ladies of The View, often good for conversation. Here they react to the GOP debate on Monday.
It's interesting with Gingrich, because without a, Brian Williams had said no applause.
Yeah.
So ordinarily, if he said this is the worst kind of information, you would have heard the audience maybe applauding, and that gives Gingrich ammunition. Gingrich, it seems to me, when I watch, his usual answer is, I won't discuss this.
Yeah, the American people deserve an answer as to what those four things were. Yeah. That's exactly what he should have said.
Even his wife, who was complaining when Brian Williams was on with us, they'd done the interview, that they wanted an open marriage, he said, I won't discuss this.
He doesn't want to discuss,
I won't discuss this.
But the American people deserve something better than a crappy debate. That was the worst debate I've ever seen. I've watched all of them.
What?
Number one, I love this. Like, dare we not let anyone applaud for a Republican? Number two, I also have a problem with
that.
I don't like that idea. I think the American people sitting there should have a right to say or express how they believe peacefully. Number two, I am annoyed that they didn't even get to the topic of jobs until near 50 minutes into that debate when we are in the most devastating job situation in our nation. I mean, this is...
be hearing that.
It's horrible. The 50 minutes get to the point.
Whenever you keep saying to me, I'm not going to discuss that. I don't want it. Then that makes me go, why do you... When he says, it's more important to see how we're going to lead, but I'm like, yeah, but it's also important for me to see how you what you were
the
doing before.
By the way, the State of the Union is going to be tonight. But the other big deal is about Mitt Romney, who released his tax returns after the debate. He said he'll pay $6.2 million in taxes. He made $42.5 million in combined 2010-2011, and his estimated worth is between $190 to $250 million. Not bad.
Again,
if you're successful, you know, FDR had money, George Bush had money, the son had money.
It's not about him having money, Barbara, or FDR having money. It's about the tax code not being fair. That's all people care about.
If people understand the tax code, they understand the whole system is rigged and unfair. 800-510-8255, ladies on The View, talking about the GOP debate. Gingrich says that the reason that applause was taken away is because the news media doesn't want to be embarrassed by him focusing on them. And you know what? He had this roaring crowd to encourage him. The pounding, it just is kind of disingenuous, if that's the right word, for us to be looking at all of this, talking about all of this, and have these various clouds in the background. I won't answer this, I won't answer that. Elizabeth said there, why wasn't there a discussion of jobs till 50 minutes into the debate? Well, all of this now, according to the polls that were taken on Tuesday of likely GOP primary voters, Gingrich has 35% of the vote, an 8-point increase in support from last week. Governor Romney has 28%. Rick Santorum has 16%, about the same as Ron Paul, a little bit more. And it's changed a lot in the last week. Why is that? Because Gingrich beat up on the press? That's why he won the straw poll. I'm sorry, I was going to say caucus, and those are all good things, but it's called a primary, and that's what took place on Saturday. What say you about all this? 800-510-8255, your calls on the state of the race in a moment here on The Countdown.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed her.
Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-706-8010. That's 1-800-706-8010. 1-800-706-8010.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
It's actually four frees.
What?
Yes, it's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you get free expert help. See, that's four frees.
You just blew my mind. Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone. Live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed her.
Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
In football, there are names that go down in history. This year, that name will be yours. You will not let a small TV define you. No! You will go to the ultimate football experience at Sears and go bigger with the greatest names in HDTV. So at the end of the day, the one they will remember will be yours.
Yeah! Stop in now at Sears for amazing deals on top HDTV brands like Samsung, Sony, and Panasonic. Like a 51-inch Samsung 1080p TV for only $799.99. See store for details. Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii. Sale ends January 28, 2012.
800-510-8255 as we secure your thoughts on the presidential side of the discussion, news talk radio stations around the country. One of the things that came out of that poll that I was quoting a few minutes ago, the Pew Research and Rasmussen Research reports both indicate that about two-thirds of you say we need new campaign finance laws because of the abuses that are obvious, both especially on the Romney side and the Gingrich side, the amount of money coming in to Florida, what's been spent in the past couple of weeks is pretty outrageous. Here's Carl in West Virginia with thoughts.
I support Newt Gingrich, but I'm sure that the media is just going to tear him down so bad that he's not going to be viable in the main election. But, you know, the thing that bothers me is when John Kerry ran for president, no one interviewed his first wife, and John Edwards, the Time magazine knew that he was messing around on his wife, but they were sitting on a story. They claimed that they were trying to get more information, and some tabloid come out with and broke the story, and then they had to go along with it. You know, I see this media as a problem for the Republicans any way you go at it. They've all got baggage. But, you know, what politician doesn't? What do you do? You don't have any saints running for president or any other political office.
800-510-8255. More of your calls up next here.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The caller is on the GOP side of the race now, 800-510-8255. I'm interested also in communicating to you some more of the daily surveys here. According to the stuff that I'm looking at now, of all of the GOP primary voters around the country, there's actually almost 70% favor Romney. Not that way, 35% for Santorum, about 55% for, how does that make any sense? Gingrich 55%, if 70% are for, well, viewing them favorably doesn't mean they're going to vote for them. That's the clarification. Are you going to vote for, depends on whether you're evangelical Christian or somebody in the middle, whatever. The people who get out at the primaries are the ones who have an axe to grind. And it's a singular axe, usually, in politics. It's not the broad stroke that comes from those who are interested, again, from the center. The 3, 4, 5% of you who are in the middle who don't care about the religious stuff, who care mostly about jobs and the economy, those people are not being serviced particularly well by either the rhetoric, the advertising, or those who seem to be prominent, frankly, in all of this. 800-510-8255. All right, Florida is where the action is. Here's Mark in Florida.
Well, I think that Newt's unelectable. He has too much baggage. And also, that debate before South Carolina where he went off on that reporter who asked him about his ex-wife and what she said about open marriage. I mean, that's a matter of public record. If Newt can't handle that, how is he going to be president of the United States? Obama's people would love to run against Newt because they would win easily. Mitt is, has got a chance against Barack Obama, but honestly, I don't think he's going to win either. I think he has more of a chance.
All right. We have all these naysayers. How does that, you know what they say about thoughts being things, how does that affect what's going to happen? What do you think? 800-510-8255. Follow some of these stories in the countdown box at DougStephan.com. Here's Dan listening in Massachusetts.
it's unfortunate that these debates take a lot of, they sway opinions so much. People should really read the books. No Apology, Believe in America by Mitt Romney, The Revolution, The Manifesto by Ron Paul, and Winning the Future by Newt Gingrich. And it's unfortunate if people don't tune into this. I would not vote for Newt Gingrich. First of all, he's going to suppress wages even more. And my wages have been suppressed over the years.
All right. Thank you, sir. 800-510-8255. Let's see here. Diana is in Alabama on Newt and Mitt politics in the forefront on the countdown. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I really don't think, you know, it's everybody's opinion, whatever each one of them has done. But, I mean, it's really nobody's business, because that's up to them. As long as they can run the country and get the country in a better condition than what it's in, I mean, it doesn't matter which one goes in.
You're talking about your own point of view, right?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much. You don't make up your mind based on those sorts of things, then. I get that loud and clear. 800-510-8255. Here's Lynn in Delaware.
I think, actually, that they're actually helping, because it gives people more of a perspective of where the candidates are coming from, and, you know, it's more open-minded. I think that it's helping because, you know, it's giving the candidates more people, they're actually able to see where the candidates are coming from and seeing where the honesty of each one that's on the podium. So far, I didn't have a voter, but I think I'm going with Gingrich because that man has showed so much, like the way he stands up for himself, no matter what they attack him with, he comes back.
800-510-8255. Let's see here. Veronica is in Texas. Let's talk about Ron Paul.
I'm a longtime Democrat, and of all the guys up there, I think that Ron Paul would be the only one that I would switch over to vote against the Democrat. But the only one that's caring about the United States, and he really, really looks more down to earth than all the other guys. Uh-huh. And he's the only one that I would change. And I don't understand why they don't give him more advertising on the radio or on the TV. It seems like they give more coverage to Newt and Romney on uh-huh. the Fox and in all the other networks. But it seems to me like Newt is the only one that's the Antichrist that's coming to take over the world, like they say. He's the Antichrist. He doesn't have a good reputation, and I think people are crazy to vote for him.
All right, well, there's a woman who thinks that people are crazy to vote for Gingrich liking Ron Paul. More and more women are saying that. So what say you? Who's the pretender? Who's the contender? Who's the intender? We continue to examine that every day here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffens.